This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Meghan Markle has quietly shelved her gimmick birthday project, despite support from A-list celebrities. The Duchess of Sussex, who struggled to attract major names for her podcasts, initially received backing from female stars like Adele and Stella McCartney for the 40 by 40 initiative. This project aimed to have 40 friends mentor women re-entering the workforce after COVID, coinciding with Meghan's 40th birthday. Royal expert Richard Fitzwilliams described the project as a gimmick intended to enhance Meghan's appeal. He commented, "The idea seemed, on the face of it, an imaginative way to celebrate her 40th birthday. What made this particularly significant was that she had several top celebrities on board. Melissa McCarthy introduced the initiative in a video featuring Prince Harry, and support also came from Princess Eugenie. Despite these endorsements, Meghan and Harry have encountered difficulties in garnering A-list backing for their ventures, reportedly becoming estranged from figures like David and Victoria Beckham." Fitzwilliams noted that many who attended their wedding hardly knew them. "This potentially worthy project appears to have been quietly shelved," he remarked, questioning the initiative's organization and funding. The project aimed for a global impact driven by social media, with Meghan calling for a global wave of compassion and positive change. However, it failed to generate much traction, and very few shared her birthday poem connected to it. Fitzwilliams asserted, "It was clearly just a gimmick designed to boost Meghan's appeal, which she may have overestimated." Markle's recent endeavors, including her Netflix cookery series, have also underperformed, as it failed to make the top 300 in viewership. He suggested, perhaps she would benefit from 40 minutes of mentorship. Meghan also launched her Archetypes podcast on Spotify, aiming to challenge stereotypes affecting women, but it was cancelled after just one season. Additionally, her other podcast, Confessions of a Female Founder, struggled to attract notable guests. A media insider shared that Meghan's attempts to engage big-name guests have largely gone unanswered, raising questions about her appeal in the industry.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.